Thanks so much for spending time with us. There is a lot of information out there, a lot of stories about not only higher ATM fees, but that banks are about to hit customers with higher fees. And I know this is something you've been dealing with quite a bit lately. Before we dive into that, tell us about the American Bankers Association, where you're located, what you do, and who you serve.
We're a trade association representing banks across the country, just about all of them, from the largest to the smallest. And we represent the banks in the press and with the government, but we also spend a lot of our time educating the bankers on new laws and regulations that they have to comply with, and there are a lot of them.
Before we dive into a couple of topics I wanted to talk to you about, it seems like back in the day, the chief source of revenues for banks was to loan money. And then that kind of shifted to the point where a chief source of revenues for these banks is fees and costs and consumer costs and fees. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would disagree with that. There are basically three prongs to banking. One is deposits. And the second is loans, and then the third is the payment system. And the payment system is often the forgotten aspect of banking, but it's an important one. It's what makes money move. It's what makes commerce move. And there have always been fees involved with paying for that payment system. What's happened now is there are a lot more services. You know, 30 years ago, there were no debit cards. There was no online banking. There were no ATMs, for that matter. So to some degree, fees reflect more services.
You think it reflects you don't, so you don't think that consumers pay too much for these services?
Well, keep in mind, I mean, we all want to pay less for everything, whether it's gas or milk or whatever. But there are costs involving providing checking account services, and frankly, it's a good deal. It's often taken for granted, but most people can pay nothing and get a full-service checking account. They get access to their money 24/7 from the comfort of their home using their computer around the world at a store or another ATM. And many people just don't pay anything. It's not that difficult to get a full-service checking account for free.
Well, I know that banks probably don't want to raise the fees, but they are losing revenue from new regulations. Talk about these new regulations.
Well, that's right, Tony. Any business to be successful long term has to make sure that revenues exceed expenses, and banks are no different. And right now, a checking account costs about $250 to $300 a year to provide to a customer. So they've got to find revenue from one source. One of those sources is, as you mentioned, is something called the interchange fee, which is the fee that merchants pay to be able to use the debit card and process debit card transactions. And the government's come in and drastically limited what the stores and the merchants have to pay. And so those interchange fees have supported the cost of providing checking accounts, particularly low balance accounts, because they have very much less revenue generated that helps support the cost of providing them. So this new government regulation is going to severely limit the amount that stores pay to be part of the system. And that means the banks have to make it up someplace else. And what the government has suggested is, in their proposed regulation, is that it should be the consumer. So I think there is more pressure, and it's not the only pressure, but this regulation is certainly a big pressure for banks and credit unions. But banks of all sizes to increase fees.
Were these regulations and rules put in place so that folks weren't gouged for these higher fees?
No, the fees are not fees that consumers pay. The fees are fees that stores and merchants pay to be able to process debit card transactions. And it's no different from them paying for light or telephone services. It's a cost of doing business. And what they've done is gotten the government to intervene or to interfere and price and cap what they have to pay to the banks in order to get the services.
All right, well,
so it's an artificial cap, and when you reduce revenue for any business, the business has to make it up so that their expenses are covered.
All right, Nessa. You know, a lot of the information that we get, especially phone calls and emails, folks feel that banks are charging too much. If that's a misnomer like you think, what can be done to change that?
Well, I think that most people, when they're surveyed, have reported that they pay very little or nothing for their checking account. Free checking is still widely available. What you are seeing is some banks requiring that the customer maintain a certain balance in order to avoid a monthly fee, and that means keeping a little bit more in the checking account. The ATM fees that you're talking about, most banks, you know, vast majority, if not all of them, provide free ATM services if the customer uses the bank's own ATM. The only reason you'd really have to pay for an ATM transaction is if you're using another bank's ATM because it's more convenient. But other than that, they are very avoidable.
And Nessa, why is it important for us to keep a larger amount of money as a balance in our account? Why is that important to banks?
Well, one of the other sources of income that help support providing the 24/7 access to people's checking account and all the other services is the return that they make on the balances that people hold in the bank. So if a customer has $1,000 in the bank isn't going to make a lot of money on that return. They're not going to make a lot of money on that small balance. Even if they were in their wildest dreams, they got 2 or 3%, that's only $20 or $30 a year. That's hardly going to cover the $300 that it cost to provide the checking account service. So they would lose money probably on an account like that. So that's why they impose a fee on low balance accounts sometimes, is because they're losing money, and this helps offset the costs of providing the checking account. Remember, there's a lot more involved in a checking account than just the cost of providing statements. The bank has to provide online access and online bill pay. It has to ensure that its data is secure and private so that transactions are safe and people's money are safe. And then there are more mundane but unavoidable costs like compliance with the dozens of regulations that banks have to comply with. And those regulations keep changing, and that costs money. So they have to find streams of income in order to cover those costs. And if it's a low balance of cost, the return for investing that balance is very, very low. It doesn't cover the cost. So those are the types of accounts that you might see a monthly fees imposed upon.
All right, Nessa, thanks so much for your time. I have accounts in a credit union and a local bank, and my local credit union contact told me we've been spoiled, we've had it pretty good, and everything is increasing in price, including banking.
Well, that's true. Now, the credit unions have a bit of an advantage. They don't have to pay taxes, but I would agree with them.
All right, thanks so much, Nessa. We'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.